Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 480 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about step seeing at Samford this past weekend. A very exciting final result for our family. We're also going to talk about what Melanie has been watching and cooking and reading. And it's my turn for five favorites. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode that we recorded last week was all about counterweights. It's an idea of Shannon Martin's that emphasizes finding joy in small places when you feel overwhelmed or when the world feels a little chaotic. It was a really sweet episode. And also, we had some laughs. We would be so happy if you stopped by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And in the show notes, you will find a link for our live stream tickets for our Birmingham live show, April 23rd here in Birmingham. That link will be live for a week after the show. So even if you can't be with us when the show is happening, you'll be able to go back and watch later. So check out the show notes for that link. Alrighty, everybody, thanks so much for being here and hope you enjoy episode 480. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Bee Mama.
Hey, it's, listen. Hey, it's Mabel and Piper.
They're What's here. Going on? What's the high alert?
Listen, we had a dog walk by. We had a dog walk by the front, and Mabel has made her way around to the front.
And here comes the vacuum.
And here comes the vacuum. Happy Monday. The blower's going to fire up here in about 15 minutes. So just be prepared.
Gosh.
Oh, I see the blower. It literally, listen. David's walking around the front with the blower. So welcome to the chaos.
That's right. We've been talking for 20 minutes and not a peep. And then as soon as we start to record, here we go.
Here we go. It's all happening.
So,
it's all happening.
As Melanie knows, I've been making some rice this morning. I've already cooked rice. Mm-hmm. And I've made some beef stroganoff and, you know, just in it to win it on a Monday. I did think this morning, I like a slow morning best of all on a Monday.
Oh, for sure. And I'm going to tell you that I have inadvertently created that Mondays are not that day for me. Like, it's not like I have anywhere to go, but as you may have already noticed, we have a lot of things happening on Mondays.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. That's a Thursday for me. We have a lot of things that happen on Thursdays, but our Mondays are pretty, until I go to Pilates late in the day, it's usually like a really laid back.
That's nice.
Situation. I know it is. I enjoy it.
That's how a Monday should be. That's how a Monday should be. But you know, alas.
Alas. Okay, so what's been happening with y'all?
Listen, it's been pretty calm around here. We don't have a whole lot going on. I feel like our weekend was pretty calm. Thursday night, we had our friends Patty and Ron over for dinner. And why this is important, first of all, we loved catching up with them, and that was super fun. We always love getting to be with them. But I'm going to tell you that one of the things, I decided to make a new dip.
Oh,
and
it looks so good.
Oh my gosh, for some reason, I was thinking, I want some sort of olive dip. So I started Googling olive dip, and what I came across was a hot, dirty martini dip. I haven't quit thinking about it since Thursday. I almost made it just for myself. Perry was gone hunting Saturday. I almost made it just for myself Saturday, but I didn't because I was like, I'll eat the entire thing myself.
Okay.
But I'm already thinking like, when can I make it again? If you like olives, if you like olivey, cheesy, briny, whatever, I'm just going to tell you, I cannot recommend enough. It's so good.
Did you put vodka in it? Because I saw in the recipe it said you can add vodka if you want.
Oh, I did. You know I did. I put vodka in it. And I don't think you have to have the vodka, but I do think it gives it, you don't taste it, but it gives it like a good consistency, I feel like. Like it gives it just, it's what makes it from just a normal olive dip to more of a martini dip. But I don't think I would have known that it had vodka in it if I didn't know, if that makes sense. But I do think it helps that consistency, but man, it's good.
Okay. I've looked at the recipe a couple of times and I was going to make it. I guess maybe that was Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then I got sidetracked and I ended up doing something else. But I have all the stuff. So I hope to make it very, very soon. Perhaps okay. this week. I think it looks delicious. I got some crackers that I want to go with it. I got mm-hmm. a new batch of pita chips.
Oh, you're like prepared.
I'm prepared, uh-huh. but I haven't put it all together yet.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to report back because it's really good. And so okay. the fact that I'm leading with hot martini, dirty martini dip tells you that I don't have much going on, but, okay. Friday night, we went to go eat at El Catrine, which is our usual. It was really cold here again this weekend. So Saturday morning, Perry left to go to the ranch and spend the night. And I really had, I don't know, just a lot going on during the week. So when I tell you that I sat in the silence for hours on end, what I yes. mean is I sat in the silence for hours on end. I sat by the fire. I had the dogs with me. I took Mabel on her little walks. I took Piper to the front yard, which is her version of a walk.
Sure.
I read. I watched TV. Listen, we've got Shrinking. The new season has started. And
I have not started watching. I'm still struggling a little bit with my concentration, but I want to watch it for sure.
Listen, you just pick right back up where you left off. And I was like, this show is the writing on this show, the way they find the balance between the funny and the heartwarming is just like a masterclass. Like it's so tender, but it's so funny. And I love those characters so much.
Well, I can't wait.
Yeah. So anyway, it was really good. And then I'm still reading my Family of Spies book. And that's pretty much it. But now what about y'all? Y'all had a lot going on, I feel like, this weekend.
We had a good bit happening. We kicked it off Thursday. David and I went to step sing at Sanford. Okay, so I was supposed to be in North Carolina this past weekend. I was supposed to be doing a retreat in North Carolina for a church out of South Carolina. Mm-hmm. But then when the weather forecast kind of solidified about midweek, they have postponed the retreat. So suddenly I was home. So I didn't have any plans. I hadn't gotten tickets to go to step sing like on the last night because I thought I was going to be out of town. So we did have tickets for Friday night. And so, but I didn't go back. David did. And Jackson's mom was in town. Tiffany came in town and she stayed with us Friday night too. Steph and Joey went to step sing on Friday night. And so I was home mm-hmm. and then, and I actually started watching, People We Meet on Vacation, People You Meet on Vacation.
Oh, yes.
Whoever,
yes.
whoever yeah. somebody
people,
meets on vacation.
People You Meet on Vacation. Yeah.
Yes.
Listen. You know, what are you going to do? It'll be over in just a second.
Anyway, Thursday night, so retreat got canceled. Thursday night, David and I went to dinner and then we went to step sing. Now, I'm one of those people, and I don't think this is a secret about me. I don't want to mm-hmm. know anything about what I'm going to see ahead of time. I want to be surprised. I want to go in ice yeah. cold. Mm-hmm. And so I had not asked Alex any questions about okay. his fraternity step sing show. I knew that he was a polar bear. I didn't uh-huh. know the context okay. of being a polar bear. Listen, their show, Melanie and I did, if you're not on Patreon, Melanie and I did a Patreon episode last week about counterweights and about mm-hmm. Being able to, in the midst of heaviness, in the midst of real life, in the midst of even feeling a little heartbroken, being able to identify pieces of joy. That step sing show that they did was a counterweight.
Okay, I love that.
It was so happy and so joyful and so funny and really, like, low-key had a lot to say. Mm-hmm. So, but I told David beforehand, I was like, listen, I know that this is a special time for the Sanford community, but I don't think I have it in me tonight because we had a really busy Wednesday. I don't know that I can sit through the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we ended up leaving early and we got to see Alex and a bunch of his friends before we left, which was super fun. And then David went back on Friday. All that to say, Saturday night was the finals. And I had, of course, true to form, gotten in bed about before 10, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we go to early church on Sundays. And I was just about asleep and my phone starts dinging. Oh. And it's Alex saying, "We won." Like, "We won." And so all that to say, then I had to get up. I had to get on social media. I had to see all the things. There was a live stream. I just didn't watch it because I don't know. I just am a bad person.
No, and, stop. Yes. Yes. Let's all agree. So, thanks for finally coming clean. But I mean, you're just not a good person.
I just had texts like from so many people who had watched and I was like, yay. But I'll link to the show. It's so fun. And they were so happy because of course it's senior year.
Yeah.
And so I texted Alex and I texted Jackson and then they started sending me pictures. And so it was just so fun yesterday, which was Sunday. It was so fun to kind of hear about how fun it was for them. And so, and they were shocked. And we have the sweetest podcast listeners and we have a lot of podcast listeners who have kids at Samford.
Yeah.
And so I'd gotten messages throughout the weekend from people saying, you know, like, "We saw Alex, we love the show," all that kind of stuff. But it was really, really fun that they won. And so, because they've been disappointed the last couple of years. And,
yes.
You know, and listen, Step Sing's a huge deal at Samford. I think they had 1,500 kids in Step Sing this year. That's a big percentage.
Yeah, that is a big percentage.
So, and what they do, I mean, they only start rehearsal when they get back from Christmas break. What they do in that span of rehearsal time is unreal, what they put together. And so even though people have been working on the design of the show, they have to learn it. They have to learn the songs. They have to learn the choreography. And so Alex had a blast being a polar bear.
So
and
fun.
I now have way more pictures than I ever thought I would have of my 22-year-old dressed up in a polar bear suit.
Well, listen.
But they had a ball.
And, so fun.
So that was like a great, happy spot in the weekend. So I'd gotten kind of in the weeds Saturday afternoon. I started, you know, I like to consume the news by reading the news. And I'd gotten kind of deep in the weeds. And I finally, after a couple of hours, I kind of looked up and I thought about Martha, my mother-in-law, if y'all don't know, who passed away a couple of years ago. And I thought about Martha and how whenever anything would get like overly tense or overly heavy, she would kind of look at everybody and she'd go, "Let's talk about happy things. Let's think about happy things." And so I thought, I need to think about happy things for a little bit. Oh, let's think about happy things.
Yes.
And so anyway, so that's when I think that's about the time that I thought, okay, I got to find something. I got to find something lighthearted to watch, or I need a basketball game or something.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I thought about this kind of goes into a thought I had. So on Friday morning, I spoke to a small group just about generational trauma and boundaries. So just a lighthearted thing.
But Melanie, let's talk about happy things.
Let's talk about this. But we did have this thing of, I said, it's interesting because I said, I think, and pretty much everybody there was younger than me by probably, 10 or 15 years. So they're still in the thick of like raising kids. And so I said, but our parents, and I said, kind of starting with my generation, I said, our parents didn't really ever think about things like mental health or how I could be better. It just wasn't something you talked about. You know what I mean? Like there wasn't. And then, and I was like, and then starting with my generation, I think we started talking about it some. And I was like, but it still wasn't what it is now. And so I'd kind of had that conversation. We talked about like just what resets your nervous system and about all those things. And then Friday night, I got caught up on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I laughed because Amanda is one of the younger cast members this year. And she has come in hot and she kind of drives them all crazy. But she was sitting there saying, "It just caused my cortisol to spike." And like the way all those women like looked at her, like, what?
I saw that. What? That was one of the things I did when I decided I need to think about happy things. Yeah. As I watched The Real Housewives. And when she said, "I don't have to have my cortisol to spike," and I thought, oh, that's precious. Like, you don't have the right audience for this.
No, they do not care. I'm like, Kathy Hilton doesn't care about your cortisol spiking. No. She doesn't even know what you're talking about. But it just, it delighted me because I've said, and this is what I said to that group. I said, you know, I said, my 22-year-old would be like, well, the problem is they have avoidant attachment disorder. And I'm like, what are we talking about? Like, what? We didn't know about that. We were just like, whatever happened to, they're just kind of crazy or they're just whatever. But like, they don't know how to get close to somebody. But that's right. Now, listen, that's right. We're going to label it.
I think on book club this past week that Alex came home last year when one day he stopped by for something and announced that he was a secure attacher. Yes. And I said, I need to know how you know that. Yeah. Where'd that come from? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have a different language. Things. They do. They know all the things. Good for them.
They have a different language. Now, I'm going to tell you something that happened this week. So Caroline is coming home next weekend with a couple of girlfriends. And so they want to go to the ranch. And so we were like, great, we'll do that. And but then it's San Antonio rodeo time. So I was like, would you and the girls want to go to the rodeo Friday night? And I said, I bet I can find you tickets. And so she was like, oh, that would be fun. She said, I'm going to look and see who's playing. I'm going to tell you who's playing the night that they're going. Hank Williams Jr. He's still alive? I didn't know he was still alive.
I think I knew he was alive, but I had no idea he was still performing.
Well, he is.
Have and mercy.
A country boy can survive is what I'm going to tell you.
I guess he has, Melanie.
And he has.
I guess
I'm has. Uh-huh. Listen, he's fallen off a mountain. But anyway, he's going to be playing. But I was it was one of those, you know how sometimes there's a celebrity where you're like, well, I thought he died a long time ago. But apparently
this is
not.
Pretty much every day for me. I'll see somebody in the news and I think, I did not know they were still with us, I'm so glad, but I had no idea they were still with us.
Yeah.
Or
didn't know.
Is this person still with us? You know?
Yeah. That's it. Where you have to like think about it. So, but let's talk about on that note of not knowing who anybody is. Let's talk about the Grammys.
Okay. This was a great joy for me on Sunday night, by the way, because Jackson was still over here. Some people don't know because somebody actually messaged me about this morning. Jackson is Alex's roommate and has been his roommate since their freshman year, and they're seniors now. And he's from Texas, and so he comes to our house a lot, probably more than Alex, definitely more than Alex. Uh-huh. And stays with us a lot, definitely more than Alex. And so he was over here last night, and I had cooked supper, and so it was like 7 o'clock, and I said, let's turn on the Grammys, you know, like just feeling, I said, here, Jackson, what you're about to witness is for the next several hours, you're going to hear me say, who is that? Yes. What do they sing? Where do they come from? Because I'm not going to know. I did know more than I thought I would because of my really, you know, I would call it a habit, although I'm trying to break it. TikTok. I had more awareness than I thought I would have. So, so I enjoyed it until 9 o'clock. And at that point I said, I'm going to bed. So,
well, you were better. I did not watch any of it. I didn't even know it was on, but this morning I saw some people talking about what Chapel Roan wore. And listen, that's a choice. You know what I'm saying? It looked very painful to me.
I think that I kind of scrutinized it this morning because I was, you know, I like to understand.
Yes.
And I believe that there were two nude colored pads up top.
Yeah, I agree. I think there was something was happening up top.
So I think the attachment was attached to something on the outside of, I don't know how to say this delicately.
No.
And listen, I spent a lot of time being responsible for dress code. And so I am usually, I try to not react to anything like that because I spent a lot of time having to react to stuff like that. And I have some residual shame and also regret. But I just thought, you know, it's memorable, right? It's a memorable way to appear in public.
It is memorable. But when I went through and started looking at what different people were wearing, I was like, well, I don't even know who FKA Twigs is. I don't know that that's even how you say that. But I was like, I've never heard of
David
that person.
Was like, who is Katza?
Yes.
Who
Who is somber? Like, yeah, just as puzzled as he could be by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then Justin Bieber came out to perform. And he's very talented, Justin Bieber.
Yes, he is.
Very, very gifted. Mm-hmm. But it was just, my enduring memory of the Grammys when I was in high school is because we were in like the heavy metal era. And so I can remember my daddy saying stuff like, well, I believe they just got out there to see who can make the most racket. You know what I mean?
That's it.
And I was trying so hard last night not to be the person, you know, in her 50s who is disconnected from what the children want to listen to.
Yeah.
But I am a person in my 50s who is somewhat disconnected to what the children want to listen to. Our friend Joel was texting me throughout most of the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about, when Somber came out, he said, my man Somber got him a suit on now. but Joel, just like you do, he loves Olivia Dean. She was fantastic.
She's
infectious. She is just such a great performer. Easy to watch.
Yes.
Easy to listen to. You know, it's a little bit of a reminder at this stage that I am neither hip nor with it.
No, so. I'm not any of those things. I mean, I thought when I was looking through today, I was like, well, Miley Cyrus is dressed like a fancy bike cop, you know?
And, yes.
And I don't know who Tyla is. I don't, some of these names I vaguely know. Now I did notice, I thought Sabrina Carpenter had on a gorgeous dress.
Okay. I didn't see any of the red carpet stuff except maybe for Chapel Roan and I don't know even who else. So. Okay.
Well, I didn't know who anybody was. I was late to the party, but I thought same. I was like, I just remember, which I remember very clearly being in junior high choir at Marshall Middle School in Beaumont, Texas, and that Mr. LaForge, the choir teacher, there would always be after the Grammys that he would wheel in the TV and let us rewatch the Grammys.
Oh, yeah, because it was educational, Melanie.
It was, but it was the best day. At the height of the Michael Jackson era. So all we cared about was seeing Michael Jackson do the moonwalk. And I was like, you know, it seemed like those were simpler times. Now we know they weren't as simple as we thought. But
no, they were not. They were not, in fact, simple. They were not. Oh, but, gosh.
You know, but that was back in the day where I knew every performer and every song and everything. And I'm like, that day is so long gone, you know,
I know. As
I listen to Fleetwood Mac radio on Spotify.
I know. And it changes so fast too. It really does. You know, I don't know. David and I have been talking about this year about, you know, are there any shows we want to see in terms of like, is anybody on tour? Are there going to be any concerts? Like, man, I feel the not the weight of our age, but just like what we're talking about going to see. I'm like, you know who's not going to see that? People in their 20s. They're not.
Although Caroline is going to see Hank Williams Jr. Well, so you know, I mean, you never
and
know.
Good for her. Good for her. Absolutely.
I know. Well, on that note, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites, and we're going to kick it off. This is something that Alex actually gave David for his birthday, and I did not know about this until, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. It's called the Criterion Channel, and I'll put the link in the show notes. So when David and I first got married, he had a bajillion laser disc, which was how you bought movies back, you know, at a certain point in time. And the Criterion Collection, those were the very best laser discs because they had like commentary attached and all that kind of stuff. All that to say, the Criterion Channel is, it's not collection, I keep wanting to say it wrong. The Criterion Channel is a streaming service. It's $99 a year, but they have curated all the best movies of all time in one place.
Fascinating.
David loves it. What he started doing the night that he got this gift from Alex, which was his birthday, he loved the James Bond movies when he was growing up, and it has all the James Bond movies. So he started chronologically, he's going through all the James Bond movies. It has movies from every era. It has all the great movies from the 70s and the 80s, you know, that were critically acclaimed that we probably hold dear in our hearts.
Yes.
But it's a really beautiful interface. It's got a lot of supplemental stuff. And so if there's somebody in your life who really loves movies and who really loves, you know, sort of the stories behind the movies, I think this was a great one. We were looking through it that I guess it was his birthday night. And do you remember the movie in the 90s called The Player that had Tim Robbins? And
I do. Yeah, vaguely. But yes, yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Like, I love that movie. And I have not thought of it in 30 years. Mm-hmm. But it's on there. Just a lot of stuff that was nominated for stuff or, you know, heralded as like a critical triumph or whatever.
Yes.
when we were younger. And
oh,
so and more recent stuff too. But it's just kind of like all the quote unquote great movies in one spot. So you don't have to search through, you know, different streaming services.
Well, that's genius.
It was a great gift for him. And I think probably there are other people who would like it too.
Okay.
Birthday adjacent for him. David likes to wear compression socks because he sits all day. And, you know, nobody has time for a deep vein thrombosis situation.
So
when I was rounding up stuff for his birthday, one thing I got him are some socks from Amazon that I really just got because they've got compression to them, but they're not just white. You know, like they come in different colors, but he loves these socks and they've got this notch cut out on either side that apparently makes them more comfortable.
Oh.
They're not super pricey. You get three pair when you buy them, but he has really enjoyed them. And to me, they look sporty, you know, even though they are designed to prevent you from having some sort of venous event. So,
They look sporty. They do look sporty. It just makes me laugh. Like, we're going to.
Well, you know, you just, I don't know. Uh-huh. Maybe this is a very demographic specific item.
Yes.
But I ordered him more of them because he likes them so much.
Okay. And I feel like we've never been more like our podcast, Your Mom Listens to Us.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not done. Just know I'm not done. Because our third item today is a vegetable peeler, and it legitimately is. And I'll tell you why. Because I cook a ton.
Yeah, you do.
I have been using a peeler that David and I got as a wedding gift in the year of our Lord, 1997. It's almost 30 years old, and I was peeling around Christmas, and I thought, this is just not doing a very good job.
Yeah, I wonder why.
And you think? And so I ordered this Good Grips peeler from Amazon. And the first time I peeled potatoes with this thing, I was like, oh my gosh, this is cutting my work in half.
Yeah.
It works beautifully. It's got a sharp blade. It cleans easily. It's everything you could want in a vegetable peeler. It's great with carrots.
Listen, thank goodness you finally could afford to spend that $9.87. Thank goodness.
And I know who gave me that vegetable peeler that I had. It was Franny Green. We worked together when I lived in Jackson. Mm-hmm. And I love Franny Green. And I saw her at a wedding about 3 or 4 years ago. And I was like, Franny, I still use that vegetable peeler and scrub brush that you gave me. And I still have it. I can't part with it. I'm a little sentimental about it. But
I guess so.
But my new peeler is really the joy of my heart. So
I'm going to say the most impressive thing about this, and I don't know that I need a vegetable peeler, but I kind of want to, is it has over 36,000 reviews and it's a 5-star. I don't think you can find anything on Amazon. I mean, people always find something wrong with everything. So the fact that this is rated as highly as it is by 36,000 plus people is impressive.
I'll co-sign. I will co-sign. It's really good.
Wow.
Next thing, this again is a long story, but I have really identified some needs that I have in the way of purses.
Mm-hmm.
And my clear bag that I've had and love, the zipper broke. And so I was like, okay, I need to get a new clear bag for, you know, gangs and stuff, especially, you know, that I'm all hyped up and totally overly hopeful about baseball season.
Yes. Yes. Understandably so.
Listen, Emma Kate and I got our tickets for the first state's first game of the year. Like we're in it.
Well, yeah, you gotta be.
But Think Roiland, you know, is my favorite brand of purses. And I just happened to be on their website. And their clear stadium bags are their final sale, so just know that. But they're like less than $30. And so I ordered one because I was like, I could wear this. You can wear it like as a fanny pack, but I can also use my other Think Roiland straps and wear it as a crossbody. But I like it because it's flat on the backside. So there's, you know, I don't like it when you've got a bulky piece of purse up against you.
Yeah.
So it's flat on the backside. It's perfect for games or stuff. So well made. And if you happen to be a Georgia, a Kentucky, or a Washington fan, they have branded versions, but they are not on sale.
Okay. So that feels random if you're Georgia or Kentucky or Washington. That feels very specific.
It feels like they cast a wide net for licensing and only maybe a few people took the bait.
Yeah.
But I got the clear one, which is on sale and so cute and I love. So
okay. And you can switch out the strap.
And you can switch out the strap, which is perfect.
This is good to know. Okay, I noticed at the end of football season, my clear bag that I've used is really taking a hit. I think it's gotten stepped on way too many times. I think I've stuffed it full of stuff. I was like, this is going to need to be replaced. So this is great.
Yeah, when the zipper broke on mine, I was like, well, and I loved the one I had, but I was just like, well, this is time to do a little upgrade. And then the last thing, this is just a little fun thing, but a couple of years ago, Retha did a Galentine's party at her house and she gave all of us these little fuzzy Valentine slippers. And I looked at mine the other day and I was like, well, I have worn the fire out of these things to the point that I've kind of worn them out, but I love the heart and I love what they feel
cute.
Like. And so anyway, and these slip on, but they don't slip so far down your foot that a high arch is problematic. Right.
Oh,
so we love that. And so anyway, I just passing this along. I love people who are always mindful about like little Valentine's happies and whatnot.
Yes.
I know this is a really cute happy.
So. It's so cute. I love that. I love that. I laughed because Caroline's going to be home. That's Hank Williams weekend is Valentine's Day weekend. And she was like, when she was initially, she's like, I was thinking about coming home. She goes, but you always send me a charcuterie board for Valentine's Day. And I was going to be really sad. And I said, well, I could have a charcuterie board for you here at the house. And she was like, oh, you know, I was like, imagine that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Well, so it's, you know, 'tis the season.
Yes. Well, get that baby a charcuterie board.
Listen, we're going to get a nice charcuterie board and I'll have to do something else for Perry because he'll be like, this isn't dinner. This is cheese and crackers. He's not.
No, I'm married to that too.
Yes. It's very sad. Oh, he doesn't understand. This is some lunch meat. This is just some lunch meat and some fruit.
It's so delicious.
It's so good.
I did go to Helen one day last week for lunch. And, you know, I talk about Helen a lot for supper. But I went for lunch, which is just as much of a treat as supper is.
Yeah.
But I had that, and I think you've had it too, that celery and blue cheese slaw.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's so good.
But they had the kale salad of my life. I thought about you.
Oh, it was a good kale salad.
It was so lemony and so tart. And it had like the most finely grated Parmesan cheese on top and fried capers. It had a bite to it. Oh my gosh. It was so delicious. And I got a message from somebody over the weekend saying, I've tried to make reservations at Helen for the live show, but the April reservations aren't open yet. Do they know we're coming? And I said, they do. They absolutely know y'all are coming.
Yeah. Buckle up.
They're gearing up for y'all. And so give them time. They're going to get those reservations open for April. But I just wanted to say that because if for some reason you can't get a dinner reservation, if you're coming to town for the live show, get a lunch reservation.
Yeah.
It is fantastic at lunch. And they have so many of the same dishes. And I got a piece at lunch of caramel cake for dessert.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so good that I ordered another piece and brought it home to David. And when we were driving to Step Sing the other night, he said, I wish I had some of that caramel cake. It was just, it was so delicious. And also, don't forget about Bayonet Next Door, which Rob McDaniel, who owns both of those restaurants, just got nominated for a James Beard Award for Bayonet. And it's a different kind of experience, but equally wonderful. So just FYI, everybody.
Lots of good options. Well, I'm thinking it would be a great Friday to do lunch at Helen and then head over to Gus Meyer.
I think you're right, because we're going to have some fun at Gus Meyer on that Friday. Yeah, we certainly are.
Anyway. Okay. Well, y'all, thanks for listening today.
Yes, we appreciate you being here. And it actually got pretty quiet, Melanie, at your house. So
it did. I think Perry's kind of tried to tell the guys, like, hey, stay away from the front window a little bit. So it appears that that has worked out. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week, everybody, and we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, y'all. Ow.